Good evening to everyone who's out there listening on the internet. I am Dr. Lethea Black, and I'm just excited to be on this Sunday evening. I will be airing every Sunday from 7 p.m. until about 8 p.m., and so my main goal and my topics are really centralized around therapeutic counseling and therapeutic services. It's just helping you to get in tune with who you are. And so I like to say to everyone out there, my listening audience, just please come in with an open mind, because I'm always open-minded, and just go for the ride. Relax, enjoy yourself, and let me just take you all to another level. And so when I select my topics, and if you have an interest in a topic, please go to my website and email me at www.chatwithdrblack.com, and I will be sure to take your topic into consideration. If you can send me the topic early in the week, I can get to it as soon as possible. But I would love to be able to connect with anyone who has a topic that you want me to talk on. My information, I do a lot of extensive research on it so that I can go ahead and give you the best psychological counseling services that I can give. And so with that being stated, without further ado, I just want to let you know that please send me a topic. I like to say thank you to my almighty Father for being able to allow this opportunity to work for me to be back on air. I took a hiatus. I took a few months off. I just had to be cleansed of some other issues that I was going through. Believe it or not, the doctor or psychologist, I had issues. So I had to just cleanse and reboot and regroup and get my confidence level back up so that I can be able to deliver the services that I deliver. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and go into the topic. And if you are interested in being a sponsor, I will cover that at the end. If you're interested, well, I can cover it now, matter of fact. If you're interested in being a sponsor for me on bbsradio.com, please feel free to contact me on www.bbsradio.com, and it will connect you to my website, which is www.chatwithdrblack.com. And so we have different ways where we can come in and connect with one another. So my topic for today is actually centered around a situation that I had experienced within like the last 2 to 3 weeks. So my topic for today is what you see, is it really what you get? And as I pondered on this topic, I had to chuckle at myself, and I said, you know what, that is a song. That is a song that from way back in the day, and I'm going to do a little history on it so that I can bring you all up to speed where I am, and then I'm going to take it into a relationship type of situation. And so when you think of the song, what you see is what you get, and I don't really know how to sing, or I would sing it, you know, what you see is what you get. And when I researched it, I realized that this song was not only sang by the Dramatics, but believe it or not, Hall and Oates also did a song. And then Britney Spears came out with her song. And then Genius came out with his song. So there's four different professional music artists and genres that came out. But in actuality, they all equate to is what you see is what you get. And so Britney Spears, she was a little, you know, how can I say it? She was a little sassy with hers. But with the Dramatics coming out with theirs, I'm just going to go through some of the lyrics. And some of the lyrics that they initially, or they have in their song is, it says, some people are made of plastic. You know, some people are made of wood. Some people have hearts of stone. Some people are up to no good. Ah, but baby, I'm for real. I'm as real can get. If what you're looking for is real loving, then what you see, guess what, is what you get. So the Dramatics and Hall and Oates, that was the first set of their lyrics. And they spoke about how people are just fake in nature. People aren't who they say they are. People pretend to be one way, but then they're really another way. And so that's the analogy they came up with by using words such as plastic, made of wood, and some people have hearts of stone because not everyone shows who they are initially. It's not shown until after you interact with people, and then sometimes you have to do your own personal investigation. And then it goes into the lyrics, ha, what you see is what you get. And then it keeps repeating. Then it goes to, let me give you the third verse where it says, you know, some people are made of lies to bring you down and shame your name. But then they say, but baby, I have good intentions because breaking hearts just ain't my game. All I want to do is love you and sugar. I won't pin you with regret. If what you're looking for is real loving, then what you see is what you get. So by the third verse of the song, they're actually telling you that if this is what you're looking for, then this is what I can offer. So there's some people who are made up of lies, and the lies are to bring you down. And what people don't understand is when they get into lying, it is really a bring down. It really does. Because we as people, we trust people, but in actuality, their lies really bring us down. Let's go to the next verse. And then it says, what you see is what you get. It goes through that. And then it begins to sum it up. And they keep asking that question. And that is, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a person who is made of plastic, made of wood, have hearts of stone? That's a hard heart, a heart of stone. People who are up to no good. People who are not as real, but then they began to proclaim, but I am real. I am real. And so the magic question is, and it doesn't even have to be magic, but the real question is what you see always what you get? Is it really the real thing? Really, is it the best thing that you are really getting from that person? And sometimes we really don't know that. We don't know if we're getting the best of that person until we interact with that person, until we see a different side of that person. You just really don't know. And then you got to ask yourself, after you realize that that person was made of plastic, that person was made of wood, that person's heart was made of stone, that person disappoints you. You got to ask yourself, you have to search deep within your heart. Is it okay? Is that person good enough after you realize what you are getting? And I really take sensitivity to women because women become so highly emotional. And I have to chuckle. And for those of you who are interested and you're out there listening and you want to jump in and call in, have you met someone and you realize that what you saw isn't what you get or what you got? Did you realize it after you got into it? Or did you have your antennas up and were you able to see that what you saw is what you ended up getting? Or were you able to walk away? And not only is it for women, it's just for across the board. It happens to a lot of men all the time. We as women, we put on so much. We put on nails. We put on acrylic nails. We put on makeup. We put on foundation. Now we have to put lashes on our eyes. For real, the blood of Jesus. We got to put so much on just to be who we think that the man want us to be. You know, we can't even see ourselves in the mirror for who we really are. And then that's just the circle of us as women. You know, you go out, you buy some jeans. Now the thing that's in is the butt, the derriere. So now you have women who go out and buy butt jeans or butt pants or butt underwear. It's just a shame, because at the end of the day, you go home, you take all that off. But the men have been looking at eye candy all day long. And they think, oh my goodness, I'm getting a woman with something on the front and something on the back. And in actuality, you're not getting that. Because when she goes home and take it off, it didn't even belong to her. And then we have the hair extensions. Now you can just clip those in your hair and your hair is even twice as long as what you started it off to be. And so men, have you awakened to the woman who you go to bed and then you wake up and you say, oh my God, what happened to the woman who I went to bed with last night after taking everything off? Is what you see is what you got. So if you're interested in calling in, I'll give you the number. If you want to hop in, number is 1-888-429-5471. Once again, the number is 1-888-429-5471. If you're interested in calling in and sharing your story, I would love to hear. I really would. If you met someone who was plastic, made of wood, or made of lies, who have shamed your name and had no good intentions and broke your heart, and you thought all they wanted to do was love you, but they did not. And they gave you so much regret in your heart, in your mind. Because what you thought you were seeing isn't what you were getting. Makes you think about some things. You know, it's just human nature. We get so caught up. And the hype. And it just makes me chuckle. It's funny. It really is. We get so caught up in the hype of what we are getting and what we see that you forget to look for the real thing. It's almost like we dismiss the Coca-Cola. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. You don't even think about Coca-Cola because you're so busy focusing on the visual aspect of what you see is what you get. I was reading in a psychology article, and it indicated that 90% of people are driven by external attraction. 90% of people are driven by external attraction. So that leaves 10% of internal attraction. Now, you know, we as women, oh my God, look how big his muscles are. Look how tall he is. Look what kind of car he drives. That's all external. It's all external. Question is, have you been caught up by the hype to be able to accept someone for external, the car they drive? Look at the salaries that they make. That your vision is so tunneled that you forget to look at it as what you see is what you get. And then you have to realize, is it good enough after you get into the relationship what you are getting? Because after all, come on, callers, call me up. Let me know. Who wants to be disappointed over not getting what you saw? And what you ended up with. Big disappointment. Big disappointment. I'm going to be the first one to say I'm guilty of that. I'm part of that 90%. And I'm not mad at nobody else who's part of it with me. But somebody got to be part of the 90%. So I'll be a part of the 90%. You know, songs are made and meanings are given and sayings are made up. And then they are researched and torn apart to be able to give you that certain level of understanding. Believe it or not, the song What You See Is What You Get has even become a computer screen display. Can you believe that? And it's an acronym. I'm going to tell it to you again. What you see is what you get. But the acronym is WYSIWYG. That's a long acronym, but it's pronounced WYSIWYG. WYSIWYG, WHIZZYWIG. Sound like something you put on your head, a wig. Remember I was just talking about those clip-ins? And because it's part of the computer, it's best known for being one of the top and best known acronyms. I didn't even know that, WYSIWYG. I can't wait to, you know, tell some computer gurus I know what WYSIWYG is. Because it is generally supposed that the phrase, and this is what I found, it was my research, the phrase what you see is what you get, the acronym WYSIWYG is an interface referred to emerge in closed succession. Because each element has its own independent genesis. I didn't even know. I know the phrase to be from the Dramatics, Hall & Oates, and then Britney Spears, she made her song. This is when she was dating that quarterback. And he got with her and she was one way. Then he told her she had to change her way. And so she wrote a song to tell him that you liked me before, but now you want me to change. And so what you see, or what she should have said, what you saw then when you got with me is what you get now. But he didn't like that. He wanted her to change her dress code, change her hair, you know. But that's how she got with him. Maybe he needed that to help himself stay focused on the football field. I think that was it. Because she came with a little too much. And when she came with too much, he got so excited that he couldn't even get hold his composure even on a football field. But he forgot to understand what you see is what you get. And she sure did not change herself. So that relationship did not last long. It was next, keep it moving. Because she was not going to change herself. So that's why she made the song, What You See Is What You Get. Interesting how songs are made, isn't it? Behind the meaning. I remember back in the day, I had a doll. And it was the one with the string on the side and you pull it. And it used to say, what you see is what you get. And I thought the phrase was coined by the Flip Wilson show. And for those of you who don't know, it was coined by Flip Wilson in performances as his drag character as Geraldine. And my doll was named Geraldine, believe it or not. So if you had a Geraldine doll and you remember Flip Wilson saying, what you see is what you get, and what your interpretation of it was, you can call in at 1-888-429-5471. Just hop on in. I love to hear what's on your mind. And that was in the late 1960s, is when the coin phrase, what you see is what you get. But I got my doll in the 70s. So Wilson, the phrase was just a popular phrase in the expression. And he adopted the phrase as a catch-all phrase. And the phrase initially had been used way before him in a advertisement way about 20, 30 years ago. And so when we look at the phrase being coined, we have to look at it as it just dates way back in the day. So not only was it Flip Wilson, a.k.a. Geraldine, who brought it, but the British entrepreneur Sir Alan Sugar is known for such an attitude, and he used What You See Is What You Get as the title of his autobiography. So Sir Alan Sugar, so long ago. So it just has not been around for the computer system, which is WYSIWYG. It has been around for years and years. And then it was adopted into a song. And from the song, it went and transitioned into the relationship meaning of what you see is what you get. And for relationship issues, one very common mistake you can make is to quickly fall in love with a person's potential rather than who they are right now. If we look at this phrase when we're taking into consideration relationships, it gives us a balance. Without looking at it, there is no balance. But what you do have to remember is that there are no guarantees that another person is going to want to change in the way that you envision for him or her to change. Because you have to remember, what you see is what you get. Not what you see is what you change. It is what you see is what you get. Because you think it's better off changing the person to get what you really want. But the individual may not agree. So you have to just, in relationships, what you see is what you get. There's no swap out. There's no, oh, I want to change. So you have to remember, to keep what you see, what you get balance, you have to like someone for who they are now, because that's what you see, rather than who you think they could possibly be at their best. Because what you see is really what you get. Let me just give you an example. I was reading this article, and this lady was saying, with her husband, these are her feelings. It was interesting. She said, with my husband, he has the body structure to be really toned and just athletic looking. See? She couldn't hold to what you see is what you get. See, what she saw is what she can make it to be. Then she said, I think it would be lovely. I think it would be great if he would, you know, get a six pack. And I can feel a six pack stomach every day. That's something she wanted, not him. Because she forgot what she see is what she's getting. But for her husband, he said he did not want to work out. He just didn't have a desire to do what it takes to have a six pack. He was okay being who he is. And her husband said, well, I think you have the potential to be a really good cook. That's only if you put your mind to it. But for her, she went back and told him, I don't want to put my mind to it to cook. I just don't have no interest in cooking. And she said, not right now. No way. I don't want to do that. So what they had to do in order to create a balance in the relationship is to accept each other's. What you see is what you get. The husband told her, this is who I am. What you see is what you get. And I do not want it to change. And so she said to her husband, that's fair. Because I don't want to learn how to cook better. Because what you see and what you get to eat is what you see. What you see is what you get. So in actuality, you can push. You can push beyond the comfort zone to try to make something work. And when you do not accept what you see is what you get, you expend so much energy, wasted energy, to try to get what you think you want, and then you don't even end up with that. Because not everyone has that innate. Innate means that inner peace in them. Some people just cannot produce it. Some people just cannot make it come into existence. It is what it is, because what you see is what you get. That's just the bottom line. If you want to hop in, the number is 1-888-429-5471. I'll go slowly. 1-888-429-5471. 5471. And so I came across another article, and I thought it was just so funny. In a Psychology Review, and it talked about how this lady had a boyfriend. He asked her to marry him, but she just felt a little uneasy because she didn't think he was as sexual as she wanted him to be. And she said, I can't imagine spending the rest of our lives together. She said, for me to feel unfulfilled in that way. I said, man, she got some issues. Then she thought, if only I could make this relationship more passionate, it would be perfect. Unfortunately, she could not accept the what you see is what you get. See, she wanted to change and make it more passionate because she wanted to have the perfect relationship. She said they both tried everything. She would wear sexy underwear. They went out and bought some vitamins. They did tantric workshops. You name it, they tried it all. Instead of just being in her heart, what I see is what I'm going to get. Then maybe it would have came later on, but she could not accept that. Because she felt like passion was the only element that was missing in the perfect relationship. And she thought it was odd because she felt, oh, this is a rare case because her sexuality is an expression of your mental and emotional connection. And she said she felt like she was Cinderella's sister trying to make the shoe fit. Well, yeah, she was. Because what you see is what you get. And she could not accept that. She could not. She wanted it to be something more than what it is. Then one day she finally realized, I have to walk away from this relationship because I made all these futile attempts. And she didn't spend not one, not two, but she spent 3 years to figure out that it wasn't going to work. So the advice to give, to love, just love your boyfriend or girlfriend for whoever they are, because what you see is what you get. And if there's any type of incompatibility, and that's the deal breaker, and you don't think that person can change, it's always the bottom line. What you see is what you get. Either you settle for what you are getting, or you just walk away and next, keep it moving. And she was so broken up and so heart-wrenched that she walked away because she couldn't handle it. And that leads me to talk about how, you know, come on, women. We're quick to want to change the men. Especially after you get into a relationship, everything is fine up front. You're willing to accept what you see is what you get initially. And then what you see is what you get from that man, then you want to go in and change everything. Because as women, you want to be in a loving and fulfilling relationship. And you think in order to have peace and joy and all manner of good things, when being with your significant other, that you need to go in and implement changes instead of accepting them as what you see is what you get. Because everybody wants to be happy in a relationship at the beginning. But you got to remember, in order to have a happy relationship, you got to have that acceptance piece. You got to accept yourself, and you got to accept the person who you're with. If you can't love yourself for who you are, then you can't move on and love someone else. Under the what you see is what you get. This concept has just been around for so long, back to the 1900s. And people just do not take that into consideration. They just do not. If we just take our time and listen to our inner guidance system, that system that tells you, look, what you see is what you get. You're not going to get anything different. If you just can't be happy with what you have to give out and what that person has to give you, it is just not going to work. It is not. Because what you see is what you get. Now you want to go back and change it. And not having complete acceptance of yourself makes you look outside of yourself for other fulfillment. Because you're not able to accept what you are getting. It's not bad at all. It just means that you need to just work on some things. You just need to have some personal growth in understanding when you look in the mirror, what you see is what you are going to get. No more, no less. If you don't have that element of attraction, of acceptance, you got to start that. The relationship is not even worth it. So if you have a loving relationship, the elements are really there. They're there. But it behooves you to keep those criteria in mind when you feel the need to dwell upon and point out less pleasant characteristics in your loved one. Because you can't accept what you got. You haven't even accepted what you see. And initially, you've seen that. You've seen that what you see is what you get up front. That was in the getting to know you phase. And whatever you saw at that time, let me get to know you. And whatever you saw at that time, and you didn't pay attention to your inner guidance system, alerting you to say, danger, danger. And you ignored those elements. Then the discrepancies and the discernment or the discrepancies are still going to continue. Because you had the discernment, you just ignored it. And you thought you could live without it, but then you realize, oops, I can't live without it. I can't live with what I see as what I'm getting. And now I want to change it. And this goes for men and women. I remember I was dating this guy and we're driving down the street and I looked over and I was just looking around and the guy tells me, oh, you can't look to your right or to your left. You have to constantly look straight ahead. And I said, excuse me? He said, yeah, because if you look to the right, and if it is a guy driving in the car, he thinks that you are flirting with him. And I said, well, I never heard of that. And he said, yes. You should always look straight ahead. And I asked myself, I don't think I could be with him because what I see isn't, I'm not willing to be bothered with what I'm going to be getting. So that was a short-lived relationship because I don't need somebody telling me he can't look to the left, he can't look to the right. I'm thinking I have to be aware of my surroundings. I was offended. So those were warning signs that told me I needed to run for the hills. And I ran so fast, I ran like the Pancake Man. Because I did not want to be bothered with that. That was an element of surprise for somebody to tell me you can't look to the left, you can't look to the right. Oh, no, no, no. See, that was a warning signal. It was a bell that said, ding, 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 ding. I said, oh, no, I will not be participating in that. I couldn't dare be in that relationship past a month or two with not being able to look to the right or to the left. Because I knew somewhere down the road, as the relationship got deeper, and if I thought I could change that person's point of view from being who they are, and say, oh, you're not on the right path, let me help you out. I knew that was a no-no because that person had their own perception of how I should be. See, he couldn't understand what you see is what you get, that I need to look around and be aware of my surroundings wherever I go. So I knew that that was just not something that I wanted to participate in. So we have to understand as men and women in relationships, if you're dealing that what you see is what you get, but if it's small idiosyncrasies and mannerisms that are unique to the individual, then just allow that person to be themselves and just allow that person to just be in that state that what you see is what you get. Embrace, like, love, indulge yourself with that person. As long as they are not made of wood, made of plastic, untruthful, lying to you, you're safe. You're safe. Because everyone comes with uniqueness. And that's so powerful in a partner. And that's what creates a relationship and a loveship and a friendship. It's just accepting the uniqueness. And you just have to remember when going into a relationship, it's very therapeutic and wise to remember that what you see is what you get. You can eliminate a lot of heartache and a lot of pain and just eliminate adhering to your own personal policy. Your own personal policy of what you as an individual believe in. And sometimes we get so caught up. So caught up. I want to talk about how there are always red flags that we as men and women, we see all day long. And the question is, can you tolerate the red flags? that you see. And sometimes other people try to hide the red flags that seemingly do not show, or that seemingly inconsequential have a lot of rough and toxic issues that go on in a relationship. And so when I took a look at a lot of the stars and actresses, actors, and all the famous people, the ball players, and to a certain extent, they accept each other for what they see is what they get, because they have enough money to be together and then go divorce each other. That's what they do in Hollywood. They have money. Today I want to be with you, but tomorrow I don't. So I just want to take a look at, you know, people like Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. They leaped before they looked and got married just 4 days after they met. They accepted each other for what you see is what you get. But they couldn't handle it because they got divorced just 3 years later. But their love was so deep that they continued to be on again and off again for years. And finally, they ended it, 6 years ago, back in 2008? Now, everyone knew that Nick Cannon was infatuated in love with Mariah Carey, and how he had been putting out there that he had this massive crush on Mariah for years, although there was a 9-year difference. Then just after 1 month of Mariah saying, "Okay, Nick, I'm gonna go out with you," they got married. Just 1 month after she went out with him, they got married. And I thought they would be together and live forever. What is it? Happily ever after. And that they had the best wedding with the best children, a twin boy and girl. How perfect. And then just a few months ago, they announced that they were going to get divorced. They were splitting up to get a divorce. So this just did not start going on just recently. This has been going on for a while. Muhammad Ali, he wasn't just fast in the ring, but when he was Cassius Clay, he married his first wife, Sanji Roy, after only knowing her for 1 month. And they got divorced 2 years later. Now, this was a shocker to me. And sometimes you got to take out time to know who you're marrying, because what you see isn't always what you are getting. And it just pays to know who you're marrying, especially before you date him. So when Khloe Kardashian met the big baller Lamar Odom at a party and married him just a month later, for real, a month later, she married him. If she would have just taken her time, maybe a little bit more courting would have revealed the drug abuse that led to the divorce at the end of 2013. Wow, what you see is really what you get. And take actor Giovanni Ribisi. He married Agnes Denny on June 16, 2012, and just 3 months after, they both broke up with their respective partners. So they were already with somebody, but 3 months later, they go out and they get married. And guess what? They accepted each other. What you see is what you get, because they are still married.
So to leap out of that marriage, it was really, I mean, to leap out of their relationships, it was worth it. And Zoe Saldana, she says she don't do the ABCs. She do what her heart tells her and what her heart, how her heart feels. So from the moment she met her husband, she said, and they were together, they knew they were meant to be because they accepted each other for what you see is what you get. They're still married and they're expecting a baby. And same thing with Nicolas Cage and Alice Kim. She used to serve him sushi at the restaurant that she used to work in. They started dating 1 month in February 20, 2004, and they got engaged 2 months later and they married in August. And guess what? What you see is what you get. They both accepted each other. And they've been married for 10 years. What you see is what you get. Now, this was a short-lived marriage. When Kim Kardashian, she was speed marrying. That's what she was doing. Especially when she met Chris Humphries in December, and then she agreed to marry him in May. Well, I guess she thought maybe 5 months of waiting. And then she only stayed married to him for 72 days. That's like, what, 1 month and 12 days? For real. Wow. And here's one. Danny Bonaduce might hold the record for the Hollywood star hardest hit by Cupid's arrow. The Partridge Family star, he married his wife Gretchen on the day that he met her. Like, for real, will you marry me? What you see is what you get. He was for real about marrying her. They accepted each other. Although they stayed married for 16 years, they ended up getting a divorce 16 years later, but still, it worked for them. And you all remember Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. They started dating 1 month, and 3 months later, they ended up getting married. And then 3 hard years later, she divorced him. So when you start looking at these wonderful actors and actresses, and we as people, we try to live our lives after them. And we try to think that, well, if they could do it, we can do it. But in actuality, all the breakup and the breakdowns, and the coming together, and then I want to change this person. There is no changing to my callers out there. If you see that someone is plastic, made of wood, not sincere, you have to make a decision. Are you ready to stay, or are you ready to go? Because after all, what you see is what you get. There's no sugarcoating it. There's no dressing it up. There's no dressing it down. We see the warning signs. Don't ignore the warning signs. If you can stay in there and handle it, stay in there. But in conclusion, always remember what you see is what you get. For those of you who are out there listening, if you enjoyed the topic tonight and there's something else you want to hear, please go ahead and email me at www.chatwithdrblack.com. Just give me a topic. I will air it next Sunday at 7 p.m.
I want to say to you all, God bless you. Have a wonderful and safe week. And until we meet again, I look forward to talking with you. And if you're listening, please remember to call in and jump in and let's talk about it. Thank you for listening. Good night.